listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send me a text at 2057. Email me at inbox@realitycheck.radio. Well, we hear a lot these days about identity. But what is it exactly? Well, I'm indebted here to just getting a considered view of identity to Let Kids Be Kids presenter Elizabeth Cave. Oh, my goodness. She does such a great job in her presentations. And you can find her actually on Substack, Google Elizabeth Cave. It's with an S, Elizabeth with an S. And so she cites the work of Dr. Stephen Stosny. And he explains, well, the importance of your identity, because it's what helps organize your conscious thoughts, your feelings, and the choices that you make. And he illustrates it with this pyramid, which has 9 levels to it. Starts at the bottom with your basic humanity, that is your interconnectedness with other people, your empathy, your character, your honesty, your generosity, that sort of thing. Your ideology, your beliefs, your faith make up the 3rd rung coming up from the bottom, building this pyramid. Your talents and your skills, what you can do. Your life experiences, and then the affiliations of the groups that you belong to. And then getting near the top of the pyramid, your race and ethnicity, your sexuality, and finally your gender. But of course, to build a good identity, you need a good base. You need that basic humanity, that character, that faith, those talents, those skills. And probably like some listeners, I went to school in the 60s and the 70s, and we had an education that concentrated on those bottom rungs. Wasn't particularly aware of it. But our school focused on our humanity, how we related to other people. And that was what was built at school, at home, in the church, in sports, and in clubs. Our ideology, our belief in God and our country. Our skills and our talents were developed, and we were brought up through the system with a great sense of self and being well prepared to live a successful and a joyful life. We didn't talk about identity, but we had character, we had humanity, we had talents, and we had skills. But of course, the bottom rungs of that pyramid have all been washed away. And now there's this hyper-focus on the top 3 rungs. Gender, sexuality, race. But there's a trick. We concentrate on gender, sexuality, and race to the exclusion of humanity, character, faith, talents, and skills. What we used to focus on is gone, and instead there's a hyper-focus on gender and race. Crazy, right? And Dr. Stosny explains what it means to do this hyper-focus. Identifying with any of the upper rungs of the pyramid at the expense of the foundation causes prolonged stress or dysphoria. Most of the ideological and cultural strife in the world, not to mention hate, stems from a hyper-focus on any of the upper rungs while violating the foundation. Now, if you take an interest in your kids' or grandkids' schooling, you know exactly what is happening. But without the Stosny pyramid, you don't see what is being missed out or the consequences. You might ask, how bad is it? Well, I want to illustrate. Some wag in the ministry decided it'd be a good idea to have a ministerial youth advisory group. Because they say, quote, children and young people have a right to participate. They have a right to be heard. They have a right to have their opinions considered and decisions that affect them. They just declare this. Of course, no one has a right to be heard. have a right to speak up, but no one has to listen. But there you go, to the ministry, intellectual midgets that they are. Kids have a right to be heard. And so they formed a 12-member group to advise the minister and the ministry on matters that affect the school. They don't explain how they select them. And they have their self-written biographies, the 12 of them. I want to read them to you. So we have someone from Hamilton. You can Google this, age 17, quote, "I hold pride within my Indigenous identity and heritage as a young Iban," that's from Borneo, "woman. For as long as I live, I'll keep on fighting to work for inclusivity." Yep, top rung. From Wellington, age 15, "As a Muslim and an Arab, I'm really looking forward to being a part of the action and truly making a difference in our education system." Yep, top rung, rungs. From Wellington, age 14, "As a bisexual myself, I hope to bring this progressive movement to the table." That's definitely in the top rungs. But how do you know at 14 that you're bisexual? Isn't that an issue for the ministry? Seriously? Age of consent is 16? From Wanaka, age 14, "Last year I broke my C4 vertebrae, and as a result I spent a lot of time navigating around in a wheelchair." Yep, top rungs. Oda Honga, age 16, "I've been brought up and enriched in my Maori culture through the Kingi Tanga. It is my hope that the Rangatahi can provide fresh and vibrant ideas such as including the Maori lunar calendar and trying to include Maori philosophy in the way we teach so that it remains relevant in our world." Yep, top rungs. From Whangarei, age 15, "As an Indian and a gifted learner," top rung, "I have faced challenges and obstacles in my learning path." From Auckland, age 18, "I am the proud daughter of Tongan immigrants. I have a strong passion in changing the way our education system caters to its students, more specifically, the BIPOC youth community." That's an American term for Black, Indigenous, and people of colour. All top rung of the pyramid. That's what the ministry is hyper-focused on. And, of course, these kids. Someone from Christchurch. "Oh, I had the 2011 Christchurch earthquakes, scary lockdown with the tragic mosque shootings, then the COVID." Yeah, top rung. Tamanui, age 18. "I have a passion for using my voice and fighting for what's right." From Hamilton, age 17. "I have an ultra-rare genetic disorder, KBG syndrome." Well, I'm sorry for that, but you can see how they're selecting them, right? From Taranaki, age 17. I am a queer non-binary. Don't know what that really means. "And of mixed and Vietnamese descent. My areas of passion focus on activism, inclusivity of minority communities, mental health, and LGBT plus POC, people of colour, and BIPOC issues." One of the chosen 12. From Auckland, age 17. "I'm a 17-year-old Maori European and live in South Auckland. I have two younger brothers, both with Tourette syndrome and autism, and I myself are neurodiverse too." Well, there you have it. I assume they're all lovely kids, but the 12 chosen to represent youth. Go back to that pyramid. No demonstration of basic humanity. No demonstration of character. I suppose by default they demonstrate their ideology, but not their beliefs or their faith. They demonstrate no talents or skills. We got a bit of experience. We got a lot on group affiliation. Total overindulgence on race and ethnicity. and of course sexuality and gender figured large. These are our young people and what they think is important about them. Their identity is all about the top of Stosny's pyramid. Not about character. Not about beliefs. Not about talent and skills. And that's what the ministry is hyper-focused on. And the kids just reflect it. Which is why, in my humble view, the Ministry of Education should be totally abolished. I think our kids' lives are at stake. I used to think it was a failure to teach. It's worse than that because they're stripping kids of their sanity and their well-being because, like some dark totalitarian prison, they're stripping down a kid's identity, not allowing them to develop their character, their humanity, their talents and skills, but telling them always and everywhere to focus on their race, their gender, their sexuality. It's very dark. I think it threatens their lives and their sanity and our existence. Blow them up with a bang. You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Send me a text 2057. Email me inbox at reallycheck.radio. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.